Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 1st of December 2016 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom. This is the fourth episode in this series. We started with a bhajan dedicated to Lord Ganesha. We did another on Lord Shiva. Then we moved on to a bhajan on Lord Narayana or Krishna. And now we have a bhajan adoring Lord Rama. A very beautiful bhajan. So let's get familiar with the lyrics of this bhajan and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And then we will listen to a very beautiful conversation with Mr. Krishnadas Iradi, one of the singers from the yesteryears who still sings in Prashant Nilayam Mandir. The whole idea of Vintage Bhajan Classroom is to revive and rediscover some of those old and golden melodies. And Mr. Krishnadas Iradi is someone who has sung those melodies and is still here with us to share those memories. So let's get started with learning the bhajan first. Here are the lyrics.
Sri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Raghupati Raghava, Raja Ram, Dasharatha Nandana, Sri Raghuram, పర్తిపురీశ్వర సాయిరామ్ రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజారామ్.
Now that you know the lyrics, pay attention and learn this beautiful tune. Brother Srinivasulu will now teach us how every line of this bhajan should be sung.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F madhyam. Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram.
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 Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
Dasharatha Nandana Sri Raghuram.
Dasharatha Nandana Sri Raghuram.
Dasharatha Nandana Sri Raghuram.
Dasharatha Nandana Sri Raghuram.
పర్తిపురీశ్వర సాయిరా.
పర్తిపురీశ్వర సాయిరా.
పర్తిపురీశ్వర సాయిరా.
పర్తిపురీశ్వర సాయిరామ్.
రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజారామ్.
రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజారామ్.
రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజారామ్.
రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజారామ్.
శ్రీరామ్ జయ రామ్ జయ
జయ రామ్ రఘుపతి రాఘవ రాజా.
So that was a very beautiful demonstration of this bhajan dedicated to Lord Rama by Brother Srinivasulu. And as Brother Srinivasulu sang, you had Brother Aniruddh follow him, every line. For those of us who are keen students of music, let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan, the swaras it is based on. Aniruddh is here to help us. So Aniruddh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu. This is one of my very favorite bhajans,
mm-hmm.
and really enjoyed Brother Srinivasulu singing this bhajan, and I always enjoy his rendition in Mandir too, which is something always I look forward to hear this bhajan in Mandir. And coming to the musical aspect of this bhajan, it is very beautifully composed, mainly on the rag called Vakula Bharanam. In the Carnatic classical music, which is called Basant Mukhari in the Hindustani classical music. And of course, it's a mix of Bhairav, which is the Mayamala Gaula in the Carnatic classical music. So they both differ in just one note, which is Ni.
Sa re
Komal Ri
Ga
Shuddha Ga
Ma Pa Da
Komal Da
Ni Sa.
This Ni is Komal Ni.
Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ma Re Sa.
So this is Vakula Bharanam.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ma pa da pa ma ga ma re ni sa.
So when you come to Maya Malav Gavla, which is Bhairav,
sa re ga ma pa da.
So the Ni is Shuddh there.
Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa. Sa Ni Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa.
So this is the difference between both the ragas. And when you come to this bhajan, the scale of this bhajan is F Madhyam, which we call 4 Madhyam. So taking the sa, the root sa as F.
Sa.
So generally before the bhajan starts, the chord which is given before the bhajan is
Sri Ram Jaya Ram.
So that is the Madhyam chord of it. That is
Sa Re Ga Ma.
So sa and ma together makes it
okay.
F Madhyam, 4 Madhyam.
Sri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
So that line makes it Vakula Bharanam. And of course when we go to the swaras of each line, then we will really know which is Shuddhani, which is Komalni.
Maybe you should dwell a little more on Vakula Bharanam.
Yeah, it is a very very haunting melody in the music, and especially we use this raga more in the Arabic genre of, it sounds more like an Arabic music.
Mm-hmm.
This Vakula Bharanam is used extensively in the Islamic music.
Mm-hmm.
And most of their compositions will be in Sindhu Bhairavi and Vakula Bharanam.
Mm-hmm.
Or medley of both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's do something on Rama.
Yeah,
on,
sure.
In Vakula Bharanam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. जय राम श्री राम 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 जय राम 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 श्री राम जय 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 राम साई राम राम श्री
this raga, you mentioned the word haunting, and it's so appropriate.
Yeah,
you know, it just sort of, you want it to just continue and it just pulls you.
Yeah,
you know?
It goes straight into the heart.
Yes,
something very mystical is there in this raga.
Yes, I think that ni has a special flavor.
The ni and the da, and of course, nevertheless to say, it is the ri which gives the whole the pining feel.
Yes.
Rama Shri Ram.
Beautiful. Of course, we don't have the opportunity to dwell so much on the raga because we have to do justice to our bhajan. So let's go on to the bhajan and discover the raga more through the bhajan.
Yeah, sure. So let's take the first line.
श्रीराम जय जय राम सदा दादा पद पमगम पामगरि सा दादा पद पमगम पामगरि सा रघुपति राघव राजा राम नि स स स स रे स रे ग म ग रे स स स नी
नि स स स स स रे स रे ग म ग रे स स स नी
In the second time you have a variation.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Ni sa 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 re pa ma ga re sa
Ni sa 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 re pa ma ga re sa
दशरथ नंदन श्री रघुराम मां पद सा स नि स नि द प प
मां पद सा स नि स नि द प प
सो इन द प्रीवियस लाइन यू हैड सीन दैट द शुद्ध नी इज कमिंग विच इज द भैरव
Ni sa ni da pa pa ma ga re sa re ga ma pa da ni sa.
That is from the Bhairav. Again, we go to the next line, which is Vakulaparna.
Parti Purishwara Sai Ram Da 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 pa da ma ma ga ma ga re sa re ga
Da 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 pa da ma ma ga ma ga re sa re ga.
The next two lines are the same as
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram.
So the swaras also follow the same, the second line.
So we move on to the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is regular 8 beat, which is Aditalam. Or also you can put 4 beat, which is Ekatalam. In almost all the bhajans, it's more like the 4 beat.
Yes.
But for the count sake, we just mentioned it as 8, which is more popularly known as Aditalam, which is also called Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram
So, as we were singing this bhajan, some similar bhajans which came to my mind are
Hari Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya
And
सनातन सारथि साईशा सर्वोत्तम गुणनिधि परमेशा राम साई राम साई राम राम
Beautiful. And this is also a very beautiful bhajan, Sanatan
yeah.
Sarathi. Maybe sometime.
Yeah, sure.
You should take it up in the bhajan tutor session. Thank you so much, Aniruddha and Anand. It was a lovely session deliberating on such a beautiful melody on Lord Rama. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So with this, we are done with the technicalities of this new bhajan, or rather, forgotten bhajan. And now let us go back to some of those days which are forgotten, lovely memories of Bhagwan in the 60s and 70s. And Mr. Krishnadas Iradi will now share with us his reminiscences of the vintage days of Sai Bhajans.
Sai Ram and welcome Krishnadas Iradi sir
to Radio Sai and to this program, Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you so much.
It really gives me immense pleasure, and I can only bow down at Bhagwan's lotus feet for arranging that you are here in studio for Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom, because you are the true representative of the vintage Sai Bhajans. You know, whenever we think about those olden golden days of Sai Bhajan movement in the 60s, in the 50s, in the early 70s, you are someone who was very much part of it, and it's really Bhagwan's grace that you continue to sing even now and you continue to inspire us. So please take us back to those days. Tell us how it was singing in front of Bhagwan in the 60s, in the 50s. And whenever you think about those moments, what are those scenes that just recreate in your mind?
Sairam, thank you very much for inviting me. It's a privilege for me to be here with you, along with you. As you clearly said, you know, even today, whenever the bhajan is going on, I am recollecting the olden days of Swami's expressions. Every bhajan, he will have his own way of expressions, and those days, Swami used to tell what is the meaning of the bhajan which we sang. Sometimes Swami will ask us to change the wordings also.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'll tell you, when we were singing Sai Sha Sharanam Sharanam Sai Sha, this is an old bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
Swami stopped abruptly. Sai Sha Charanam Sharanam Sai Sha.
Mm.
It's a lot of meaning. Difference is Sai Sha Sharanam Sharanam Sai Sha. Sai Sha Charanam Sharanam Sai Sha.
Yes.
Like that.
No. At the lotus feet, you surrender.
Yes.
Sai Sha Charanam.
Yes.
Then Sharanam.
Then Sharanam. Yes. So, like that, so many things. The thing is, we have started coming from 1960 onwards. So, we don't know. We have heard only what was the bhajan program in 50s from Rajareddy and Mohan Rao, because they have started in 50s. But even after we enter into this in 60s we came, 60, but we have started singing from 67 only. But you know, from 60 to 67, how was the procedure, bhajan procedure, how it was going on, who were all singing on those days, how much Swami was giving importance for the Namasankirtan. Those things we could, get from Swami and from this Rajareddy, and we used to sit together and tell, because, you know, we are freshers. In 60s, we are freshers. So those people used to give us a lot of inputs about the bhajans and all.
Mm-hmm.
Those days, the bhajan starts from 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Because after Swami's lunch only he comes. So 11 o'clock, morning three times Swami will give interview. That is one batch Swami will call inside. Sometimes half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, we can't say. Then after they go out, again Swami will come, take another batch, second batch. Then that batch also after going on. Third batch also Swami will call. So morning and evening,
so
three
right.
batches were there.
Three groups days. Of interviews.
Interviews.
So right from probably 7 o'clock or something.
Yes. Same time. 6:45, 7, Swami used to. But those days, you know, hardly 50, 60 people are there. Mm-hmm. We were all sitting in veranda only. Because, you know, 50, 60 people, we were sitting in veranda. Ladies were in just that one step is there, you know.
Yes.
That step, you know, ladies used to. Hardly 15 to 20. We will be some 30 to 35, that's all. So, almost every day we'll have the fortune of having so nearer to Swami, even though every day we are not getting interview, but, you know, we'll be so fortunate those days. But the value we are getting only now. Those days value we were not having, because, you know, every day, every time when we come, you know, we'll get interview. So, it was a usual practice. So, you know, whenever we come, you know, we'll get an interview in that way. But the bhajan, what Swami was telling, 11 to 12 bhajan, it starts from O Bhagavan. I don't know, you will have. That will come. Oh Bhagavan. Rajarati used to start. Oh Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan. Sai Baba Bhagavan. Like that, lot of lines are there. By the time it finish, it will take 15 minutes minimum. 12 to 15 minutes it will take. So the first bhajan itself 15. Then only, ladies Vijaya was there. And Ganapati. There is no rule that you should sing this bhajan and that. But now the rules have come for the last few decades, I think, two, three decades, I don't remember. The rules are the first speed you have to sing for two times all the line, then second speed only one line. But those days it was not like that. Mm-hmm. We can come and start alap. We can have slokam also. Then we'll have bhajan, and there is no rule that is only two speed and all. Because, 1 hour in the evening also, 7 to 8 was the timings those days. So 1 hour bhajan was there. Full 1 hour Swami will be there. Before starting, Swami will come, and only after. And those days is not only this, Om Jai Jagadishare. Before that, Sarva Mangala Sai Rama Sarvesha, that one more thing. Two, three things we were singing, then only the Arati. So that also will have some 10 minutes, more than 10 minutes it will come.
So the Aarti song had more parts to it.
Yes, more parts to it. Mm. So then I would like to share something about the bhajan. Even though the slokam and everything is there, Swami was insisting that Nama Sankirtanam is the most important thing for a devotee to elevate himself to the highest level. Because that's what Swami always says. You can observe, those days only bhajan was there. No organization, no trust, no this thing. Nothing was there. Only bhajan. The program is morning Nagar Sankirtan, 11 o'clock bhajan, and evening 7 o'clock bhajan, that was there.
Even Nagar Sankirtan is bhajan.
Yes, Nagar Sankirtan is also bhajan. So Swami was insisting. Now you can see that even now, even after having hundreds of activities in the organization level, in so many other things, so many programs are there, but still this bhajan, three times bhajan, Swami has not left.
Yes.
Why? Because those days Swami was telling, only through Nama Sankirtan people will elevate themselves to the higher level. Because you're forgetting yourself. Sometimes, when lecture is there, you may get some sleepy, this thing. Or any yatnyam or any other thing, you will not get that much concentration. But now, half an hour bhajan, you can observe from the general public, everybody will be fully immersed with the thing. That is the time, one Swami was telling, I am giving interview to everybody. When, you may ask. Whenever the bhajan goes on, people will forget everything. They will forget their business. They will forget their job. They will forget their family. At that time, I am going to, when bhajan is going on, they will forget everything on thinking only about God. At that time, I am going to their heart, giving all the, advices. In the sense, Swami will guide us out. That is why we are also suppose if you just think some 30 years back or something, how far you have come to the spiritual level because of Swami's interview every day we are getting at the time of, sitting in the bhajan time, we are getting interview.
Wow.
So that's what Swami was telling. Then the bhajan. Bhajan should not be from the lips. Bhajan should not be from the here throat also. It should be from Nabhi. Because when you are singing, forgetting everything and singing, you yourself will forget what exactly you are singing. That electrifying to the other devotees. That's what Swami says. Don't think that I am happy. When devotees are happy, I am happy. How devotees will happy? When you are able to elevate yourself. Swami says sometimes, you know, bathroom singers also, they are also singers, but bathroom singers. Swami used to say, you should not be a bathroom singer. You should be able to sing where you can elevate everybody to the higher level, spiritual level. Then only 100 people should say that you should lead the bhajan. When you are singing, some vibration you are getting, you know, that is the thing which any leaders, singers should have. That's what Swami is expecting that way. And Srokam, Alap and all, you know, if those days it was, everybody, even Rajareddy, we were all singing in the, we were coming only for the functions, ourselves and Mohan Rao. Otherwise, in the normal days also, he used to sing Slokam, Alap. What Swami is telling, you should know what you are chanting. The meaning. And that meaning to be, should be, the others also should feel that, you know, what you are singing. You know, that meaning they should also know. So it should be simple. See, Swami used to say Namavalis also instead of afterwards. Namavalis also, that is why you will be seeing Mohan Rao have composed a lot of bhajans in four lines.
Yes.
I am talking in late 70s, 80s and 90s and all. Mohan Rao was, because Swami was telling, and you know, it is reduced to half an hour, and students came. From 80 onwards, I think this college started from 1980 onwards.
Yes.
I don't know, in my previous interview, I have told about the students coming and bhajans and all. I don't know whether I have told.
The episode about how you are wondering who will sing.
Yes. I
and Bhagwan said yes. That there will come a time when
yes.
Students will.
Yes.
Will
yes.
Be pining to.
Correct.
Get a chance to sing. Yes.
So, the chance which all of us are getting, you cannot take it as granted. This really is Swami's choice. Swami is choosing who will sing. That's why I always tell, you know, I am having the highest respect to the students, because, you know, Swami has chosen those students. We couldn't become a student. You know, Swami's every breath is students only. Every breath we can understand, because Swami was once, I heard Swami was asking, I am a little deviating from the, this vintage, this thing. How much Swami is concerned about the students' school life and all. Swami used to ask, what was the breakfast today? So, this is the breakfast. Then again Swami asked, one day, again Swami asked, what was the breakfast? He told Puri and Upma. Three times that particular day Swami asked. Then Swami was not happy. Swami told, you call warden, you call principal and all. Whether you are aware, I don't know.
Yes.
I know both of them came. What is a morning breakfast? They also told Puri and Upma and all. Swami just kept quiet and gone inside. So principal and they were very upset about it. They have gone after the darshan bhajan, they have gone back. Then they have gone to the kitchen and asked. And the cook told, it is not sufficient to, the upma and puri was not sufficient to, give to all the people. Nearly 30, 35 students, we have given bread, butter, jam.
Mm.
Because it was not sufficient. And they were very much upset because all of them have told only idli upma.
Mm.
That is why Swami specifically. Next day, they came and sat in front of, then they told, pardon Swami. And Swami asked, see, you are the principal, you are the warden. You should see that all the students are getting everything in a normal way to everybody. If that is not there, even for the warden and the principal, what is your responsibility in that way? You know, Swami was very, very serious about it. So we can imagine how much Swami is concerned about. See, the bread, butter, jam is not a secondary thing. But still Swami is having feeling that the same puri and upma should be given to everybody. Even that knowledge also, these people doesn't have. See, from there we can see. This is not only applicable in the day-to-day affairs of students. Even this is applicable to the bhajan standard, the bhajan perfection which we are singing. I'll tell you a small example, the perfection, how much. When Nagar Sangeetan, normally students also come for the Sundays and all. I remember because, you know, we come only for the functions. So 10 students will be singing altogether because there is no mic and all. One day Swami called Mohan Rao. Mohan Rao was in charge of that. Swami told one particular boy have sang in the canteen side in a different shruti. The shruti was not all right. Who? 10 people were this thing. There is no mic. Swami is staying in the old mandir only. Mm. And Swami is telling that gentleman need not sing for another 6 months.
Oh my God.
Let him practice. This is not a punishment. That's what we all think, you know, when Swami is just telling, there are thousands of meaning in that. And that minute thing also, Swami is making us understand that he is hearing everything. He is always with us. He is inside us. So whenever we are not perfect to the core, you know, he is just pointing out. Those days Swami was pointing out so many things.
What were some of these moments of interactions with Bhagwan, when Bhagwan corrected you, Bhagwan guided you, with respect to lyrics in the bhajan, with respect to pronunciation in a bhajan? Can you think about any instances of that nature?
I don't remember much about it, but those days Swami used to tell the meaning of the bhajan which we used to sing. See, normally we used to sing Krishna bhajans and all. So Swami will interact about the relationship Radha, Meera with Krishna those days. But I don't remember exactly what, but those days, you know, Swami used to, tell when the interview was during the interview and all, yesterday's this thing. What, you know, what is the meaning? Vrindavana Sanchari. What is Vrindavana Sanchari? Why Krishna is in Vrindavan? Then how Radha is? I mean, that relationship. I don't remember those interaction much about
I think
it.
But it's really significant what you're saying, because, you know, during the bhajan session, Bhagwan used to see you sing, hear you sing. But as you said, you had many opportunities of interview with Bhagwan those days, because we are very few devotees. And in every interviews, Bhagwan was taking this opportunity to convey to you the bhava aspect of the bhajan.
Yes, so he
was trying to always perhaps ensure that, you know, even as you sing, that bhava aspect should be embedded.
Yes,
completely.
See, that I will tell you once. Now, when you talk about bhava, and I am just remembering, Swami was to tell, you know, whenever you are singing, you should have the bhava, as you clearly said. From where bhava is coming? Bhava comes from bhakti. From where bhakti is coming? Through sadhana. Hmm. So that is very important. We should have a sadhana, not only in bhajan, but since we are in the bhajan, this thing, Swami was telling, sadhana should be there. Whenever you are singing some bhajan in mandir, you should have sadhana. Not only that, every week you should have one song you should lead for a minimum 100 times. Then only that perfection comes. Only through sadhana. See, now people are lacking nowadays, the people who are singing. I'm talking at the organization level in different places and all. They will just come. Previously it was not like that, you know. Every bhajan, Thursday bhajan, the last week, there will be who is singing, which stuti, because I had the good fortune of conducting in the whole of Kerala for 14 years as per Swami's command, how the bhajan should be. So this was the main thing. So I was very much concerned about the quality of the bhajan. the quality will come only through sadhana and the self-discipline. People who can sing, you know, they should not feel that, oh yes, I am a lead singer. They should feel that I am the junior most man in that way. All others are seniors. That humble city, the more you are getting name, the more you should become humble. The more you get fame, you should become more simple. See, that is the most important thing. Our bhava, see, first of all, our bhava itself should be like that. Then only you are coming to the spiritual line when you are singing. The bhava will come only from the sadhana. That sadhana is there, then automatically the bhava will come. When you are having singing with bhava, everybody getting bhava. That bhava everybody is getting. That's what I was,
Wonderful.
So that was Mr. Krishna Das Iradi, one of the singers profusely blessed by Bhagwan with the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence since the 70s. He continues to be an inspiration for all the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan singers and for singers all over the world. He continues to guide all those who love to offer their love to Bhagwan in the form of Sai Bhajans. With that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil, Abhishek and Anirudh. We hope you like this series. We have done 4 bhajans now in this first batch of Vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom. We plan to do a total of 9. If you have any queries, comments, suggestions on this series, please feel free to share your thoughts. We offer our humble salutations to Bhagwan for this beautiful opportunity of sharing His love through His music. Thank you so much. Sai Ram. You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 1st of December 2016 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.